Well, good morning. Good morning. I'm so glad that you're here. It seems like you guys are excited to be here. Who's excited to be here in God's house today? I know we have some people joining us online as well, and I hope you are just excited. There is kind of a, I feel it. I feel God's presence in this place through worship, and I believe he's preparing our hearts for the word that he has today. Turn to someone next to you and say, are you prepared? Are you prepared for what God's going to do today? Because he's going to move in big ways. We know already that people are getting baptized at the end of this thing, so that's exciting. But in the same, same thing, man, God's still working and moving, and he's challenging each of us every single day to take next steps in our walk with Jesus. And so we've been in this series, Stay Salty, talking about being the salt of the earth, right? Matthew 5:13. Jesus says, hey, you are the salt of the earth. Every single week I've shared that with you, and every single week we've gone over this salty covenant. I'm going to pull out my phone. It's on my phone here, and it'll be up on the screen. And this is one of those things that, if you're joining us for the first time, this comes from the Beatitudes, which is also Matthew 5, and this is just a covenant of salt that we are saying as Jesus followers that we're going to live these things out every single day. And so what it says is that I will depend on God. I will grieve over my sin. I will submit to God's word. I will hunger and thirst for righteousness. I will keep a pure heart. I will seek peace. I will suffer in joy. And lastly, I will pray for my enemies. And that right there, it encompasses what it means to be the salt of the earth every single day. Now, through this series, I've been very repetitious. I've shared the verse with you. I've shared the covenant with you. Last 4 weeks, I've repeated a lot. Through the series, I've shared, three ways in which we can stay salty, and that is this, that we are in his word, the Bible, that we are in his spirit through prayer, and that we are also with his people, and that is the church. And again, that's not a building, that is a body of believers. So it's his word, it's his spirit, it's his people, and it's this repetition of doing those things all the time. I just wanted to make a quick note about that, about repetition, and sometimes I think we could hear the same thing and be like, man, I've heard this. I think in our day and age where there's just like this endless pursuit of what's next, of what's new, new ways to live, a new word, a new perspective. But can I just tell you the stuff that I've been sharing with you, the Beatitudes, the Sermon on the Mount, man, if you begin to pursue that, man, as you do that, God, and you pursue God, and you pursue righteousness, and you do that daily, you will experience new. There will be a new and fresh word that God has for you. You will get new perspectives on life, because God is someone who makes all things new. In Revelation 21:5-7, and it says this, and it says, he who sits on the throne said, behold, I am making all things new. Verse 7 goes on and says, he who overcomes the world by adhering faithfully to Christ Jesus as Lord and Savior will inherit these things, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. Man, it's going after these things, right? Jesus tells us to be the salt of the earth. And if we live these things out daily, if there's this repetition, if there's this consistency in trying to be more like Christ, we will be renewed every day. We will be replenished, right? Because I talked about how, man, as we're out there and we're living in the world, and we're trying to give out our salt to people, and maybe sometimes things are happening and we're spilling all salt. We got to go to him daily to be replenished. If we do that, man, those are the three ways. We do it through his church, we do it through his spirit, and we do it through the word. Now, I wanted to share with you Matthew 5:13, but a different translation. This is from the Message, and it's really great how they put it. It says, let me tell you why you are here, right? Talking to Jesus followers, talking to those who love Jesus. He says, you are here to be salt seasoning that brings out the God flavors of this earth. If you lose your saltiness, how will people taste goodness? You've lost your usefulness and will end up in the garbage. I love that. The salt seasoning that brings out the God flavor that is here. And it happens through repetition, through daily living this out. It's not just a Sunday thing. It's an everyday thing where we are depending on God and we're submitting to his word and we're grieving over our sins, and we're, you know, pursuing righteousness, hungering and thirsting for that. It's praying over our enemies. It's constantly doing those things. And so what I wanted to do today, we've been doing a lot of this. We've been talking a lot about this, but I think sometimes we got to get practical with it, because maybe you're like, well, you say that from the stage, but there are some holes. Like, I'm not really sure how to practically do that throughout the week. So I wanted to help you today with some practical ways in which you can begin to live this out every single day so that you can stay salty. Before I jump into the rest of this, would y'all pray with me? God, right now, I want to be your vessel. I want you to speak through me. God, challenge each and every one of us to, man, hold steadfast to your word. To know, God, that your word does not return void, no matter how many times we hear it. God, we know that it is a life-changing word, and it's something that we need to be applying and living out every day of our life. God, challenge us today to do that. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. So learning to stay salty, and for those of you who are new, we're not talking about being mad or angry. We're talking about like living out the, you know, the salt of the earth. Learning to stay salty every day, it's this process, right? And I think it's something that we need modeled for us, right? We need to be shown. We need to see it lived out. We need to be discipled. You go back and you read through the New Testament. You go to the Gospels, and you had the disciples who were following Jesus, and they were seeing Jesus live this out every day. And then they were doing the same thing after Jesus, you know, ascended, and he gave them this great commission to go and share the good news. They're out there and they're doing this thing, and it's being modeled. Raise your hands if you learn better by being shown something rather than being told something. Anyone, if you show me how to get it done, I can try to do that, and that's how I am as well. But here's the reality. I can't have you guys walking around following me every single day, okay? Number one, it's creepy, okay? I might call the cops on you. Number two, you probably have bills to pay, and I can't pay them. Number three, I don't know that I really want you to know how sinful I am even as your pastor. Okay, so can't follow me around, okay? It's just not going to work that way. I am not Jesus, so it's going to be bad. But the reality is we all live different lives. We all have different schedules, and sadly, we can. You know, maybe you say, I see you on Sunday, and man, you seem to be like a rock star Christian. Can I follow you every day? We can't be just following other Christians around every single day to see how they live. And so because of that, I kind of want to display some of the ways that I live this out, and other men and women live this out here in our congregation. So the first thing is this, it's repetitious. We're talking about, applying salt to our lives. So I'm going to give you the three ways again. Repetitious Bible application. And you ready? This one, real simple. All you have to do is read it. Okay, done. There we go. You get it? You got it? And you're like, really? Show of hands, who hates reading? Come on. It's okay if you hate reading. Okay? There are many of us who hate reading. So the problem is, if we're called to live out what the Bible says, but we hate reading, we got a big issue, right? I've heard it said, maybe you have as well, and it's that leaders are learners and leaders are readers. And I think as followers of Jesus, we need to be readers, we need to be learners, we need to be hearers, and we need to be doers. In Deuteronomy 11:18, it says, write the word of God on your heart and on your mind. And it's not a literal thing, but it's diving into his word every single day. And in James 1:22, it says, don't just hear the word, but do what it says. Salty Jesus followers are readers, are learners, are hearers, are doers. But sometimes the Bible is hard to understand. It was written a long time ago, and you know, the world has changed a lot. It can be confusing, especially the Old Testament. Now, here's just a quick note. If you are new to reading the Bible, stay away from Leviticus. Just don't even go near it, okay? There's some really odd stuff, and you don't just want to read through that. Like, there's stuff that needs to be explained. Stick to the New Testament, the Gospels. But, you know, as you're reading, you know, journal. If you read something and you don't understand, write it down. Ask questions. It's okay to not fully understand what you're reading, or even to not fully understand what God is trying to reveal to you in God's word. Because he reveals, this is the greatest thing about God's word. It reveals something new every time you read it. And so it's journaling about it. It's asking questions about it. You're like, well, who do I ask? Well, you can ask me. You can ask the people around you. We have groups where we call them talk it over groups. And that's what we do. We come together to share what God's word has revealed to us and also have others kind of help us go through that. So you journal, you ask questions. I think another thing is, like, you know, if you pick this thing up, this isn't a front-to-back read. You don't just be like, I'm going to read the Bible today and try to go through the whole thing. Like, that's awesome if you could do that, but I think it's so much better when we take it in small doses, right, and really dive into the content. Because, like, I could preach an entire message for 45 minutes on a single verse, and that's how rich God's word is. Take it in small doses. And then as you're reading, man, talk with other people. Hey, I just read this the other day. Well, let me show you. What do you think about that? Talk to your spouse. Talk to your kids. Talk to a friend. Talk to your boyfriend or girlfriend about what you're reading. You say, well, Pastor Brent, here's the problem. If I'm reading, I'm sleeping. All right, anyone like, I just fall asleep. I'm just like, oh, this is great. Oh, like, I don't. I get it. But here's so great about the day and age that you live in. You have so many tools at your disposal to help you with this. The Bibles that we have access to today, there are study Bibles, there are life application Bibles. I'll put a picture up of the Bible that I have. I took it the other day. Listen, the bottom section of that are study notes. The top half is scripture. You know what I'm saying? And so, like, I talk about it being rich. So, like, I could read just the chapter 5, well, this is what we're talking about, verses 1 through 13, and I have so much that I could be learning. So much that I could be asking questions about. And so you take it in small doses. You have study Bibles, life application Bibles, where there's even like excerpts on the side that say, hey, this is how you apply this to your life. But you know, technology makes it so easy. Man, there are amazing apps and websites. Two of the ones that I want to share today, if you haven't heard about it, it's the Bible app. The Bible app is so rich and full of resources that we can use. And then there's BibleGateway.com. Both of these you can get on your phone. You can download the mobile app. You can also go to the website, browse the website. And they're really, really easy to use. But here's the great part. Ready? For those of you who don't like reading, you can listen to the Bible, y'all. They'll read it to you. I mean, you don't even have to do any work. You're just like, yeah, all right. And like, and these ones, I mean, maybe you're like, well, I need it to be spicy. I need to be fresh. I need some British guy reading to me. Fine. Go find you a British guy that reads the Bible. It's out there. That's the reality. So you can listen on the Bible app specifically. You know, the Bible's there. But then there's the plans. They have these different devotionals over different things. If you're going through and facing anxiety, there it is. If there's a transition or life change, there it is. So you can do these plans, but there's this other thing where you can do plans with friends. And I love this. It's really awesome because you go on there and you get to see the faces of who's on there, and then you get to even see who's been reading, and you get to call them out if that check mark isn't there, and that's real fun. But more than that, like, there's this portion at the bottom that says talk it over. And so again, you can go on there and you can share what God revealed to you. You can maybe ask questions about that. So there's that. The plans are quick. And maybe 30 seconds to a minute to read through the little devotional part, then it's followed by scripture. You can set up reminders. They just added this new thing because, you know, stories are really big. They added a daily story where they give you a verse, and then, you know, someone comes on there, a pastor or someone in ministry comes on there, and they share about the verse for a minute to 2 minutes. They give you a devotional that goes with it, and then a prayer, and like, man, it's just, you just get on there again, and you can listen, and you can read, and there's so much that we can do with technology that's so great. And so, I mean, if you've struggled with reading, if you struggle with picking this thing up, man, I want to challenge you, encourage you. Like, ways for you to connect with the Bible are out there in this day and age. And for you to say that they're not, it's just because you're not really looking. And so we got to be hungry. We got to be thirsty for the Bible. You have the time because you got time for Netflix and you got time for Facebook and you got time for watching hockey. Did you have it? The question is, are you going to do what it takes to daily seek and stay salty by reading God's word? All right, here I'm going to challenge you. Take your phones out. I know you got them. Some of you are them right now. Take your phone out. If you got an iPhone, if you got an Android, go to your App Store, Play Store, whatever it is. Download the Bible app. Got it? Hold it up. Show me that you got it. Say, I got it. People are texting me. I am preaching. Leave me alone. Okay, so you already got it. Here's what I'm going to have you do. The Bible app. You're getting it right now. Once you get into the Bible app, I want you to go into plans. And I can help you with this if you can't do this. And I want you to just simply go to find plans. And you're going to type in the words salt and light. Now, I'm going to start this plan with you. So actually, don't do that. But I want to show you, because I want to send out an invitation for us to read through this devotional together. So you got your phone, you got the Bible app, you're figuring that all out. Now I want you to take out the Connect card that's on your seat, the seat back in front of you. If you're wanting to, put your name on the front of that Connect card, put your contact information, email, text, either one, and simply write on the back in the prayer or praises section the words salt and light. And we'll go through this Bible plan together. And I'll show you what I'm talking about. I'll show you, man, just how amazing it is to use things like that. I'm going to remind you about that later. But the Bible plan is such a great, or the Bible app is such a great resource for you on your own and also for you to go through with friends. They have all kinds of other things on there as well. But, man, I just wanted you to know, like, it's out there. There are different Bibles out there that'll help. There's technology out there that'll help. So, let's make sure we're looking for the right way for us to connect with God. Don't believe the enemy's lie that you'll never get it and you won't understand it. There are ways that you will, and God wants you to, okay? And he's given us technology for that reason. So that's how we are repetitious in our Bible application. Let's jump on over to repetitious church application. And I'm going to talk about this in three ways. So, of course, we got the Sunday, the large gathering, right? We're here, we're worshiping, right? This should be a weekly priority for you to be filled up, to serve, and to grow. The goal of the church is to help you stay salty, right? It's to help you dive deeper into the Word. It's to challenge you to take next steps in your faith. And I've been literally tossing out salt every week. I've also been tossing out salt through the Word and challenging each and every one of you with this. Man, are you taking notes? Are you challenging yourself? As God reveals something to you, are you writing it down? Media team, I'm sorry, I'm jumping off of the stage. Follow me. Okay, here we go. I'm going to get out of the light. So, like, listen. And they might be able to get me. So, here we go. I'm going to sit down. Can I sit here? No one sits in this front row. It hurts my feelings. All right, so I'm here. I'm sorry. You guys got me. I'm sorry, Varney. I didn't tell him I was doing this. And that guy up there, Pastor Brent, he's awesome, okay? And he's just spitting some fire, like that Holy Spirit fire. And he just challenged me. He's like, man, I got to get on the Bible app. I got to fill out my Connect card. And so I'm going to write salt and light. It's real easy. I mean, they're right here. Oh, she got hers. Yeah, she gets 4 stars. I'm handing those out today. And you write salt and light. And then, I mean, as you hear something else, you make a note. I shared Revelation 21 with you, right? Revelation 21. What did that say? It talked about God making all things new, all things new. And you fill this out. You take notes. And it's not just for Sunday. This is for you to take with you. Don't just leave it here. Don't just drop it in the back. Be like, yeah, I took these notes. You guys can have them. You're welcome. No. The notes are for you. So that on Monday, on Tuesday, you can pull out your Bible, and I'm gonna look at Revelation 21. I really like that. I'm looking for God to do something new. I'm looking for God to share something new with me. I would encourage you, man, to really, if you really want to grow in your faith, you got to put forth the effort. I'm gonna throw the stuff out there, but you got to begin to, what I'm calling, salt yourself. Okay, you got to do it. Oh gosh. Okay, there we go. So I'm salty now. but that's it, man. Get filled up here. And because the reality is this, though, is that church is more than just Sunday, though. Being the church is every day. The reality is the salt that you get on Sunday isn't enough to sustain you through the week. And I think for a lot of us, we try to go Sunday to Sunday, but come Thursday or sometimes Wednesday, we are done and we need some more Jesus. But I can't be there with you every single day of the week. We got to begin to own our own faith. This is like a little salt injection, okay? Because come Wednesday, when your kids are getting on your last nerve, that Revelation 21 may not help you. You may be like, yeah, Jesus is about to give you something new. It's called a spanking on your behind. Come, you know, maybe through the week a coworker has just done something to cross you or tick you off, and you're really fighting the temptation to talk bad about them to other coworkers or even when you get home to your spouse. Maybe come Friday, when you're alone and you're in isolation, the temptation on the screen is too much. And what you heard on Sunday just wasn't enough to sustain you. Man, we gotta make sure that every day we are doing what it takes to fill ourselves up, because the world, the enemy, temptation, it's not gonna let up. You need more than just Sunday. And so what that means is we have our Sunday, you know, our large gathering, but then there's the weekly small gatherings, okay? And these are called groups. We just kicked off groups, and for whatever reason, we didn't get a whole lot of signups. And we're going to say, oh, well, it's COVID, and oh, well, it's this, and oh, well, I'm busy, and oh, well, there's sports. And I get it, y'all. I get it. I got, how many kids we got now? I got 8 kids. I get it. But because I got those 8 kids, this is too important. It's way too important. If I really want to be all that I can be for them, I got to be filling up. Because otherwise they're going to get a side of me that I don't want them to see. And God doesn't want me to be. Got to fill up. So there's the large gatherings. There's the weekly small gatherings. And then there's just that, the one-on-one gatherings with another brother or sister in Christ. It's someone you can go to. It's someone you can be vulnerable with. I'm going to talk about that in prayer a little bit. So that's our next one, repetitious, prayer application, it's prayer. Of course, there's, you know, the personal prayer. It's this conversation with God where you talk to him daily, you praise him daily, you thank him daily, you confess your sins to him daily, you ask of him daily, you intercede for others daily. We got to be in communication with God. Yes, he knows everything that's going on in our lives, but he still wants to have a conversation with you. He still wants you to go to him and pray to him. And here's the reality. I think some people, I don't really know how to pray. It's your conversation. You can pray to God how you want, however long you want, wherever you want. It can be out loud. It can be through song. It can be in your head. You can write them out. It can be in your bed. It can be in your car. It can be in the bathroom. It can be in the shower. God doesn't care where you're talking to him, just that you are talking to him. Amen. We've got to be in prayer. So we've got to be praying for ourselves. But then there's prayer with others. You know what's funny is I had prayer for others, but we can do that on our own. But I'm talking about prayer with others, where we are either on the phone or texting, or getting together, and we are praying for one another, right? Confessing those sins that we're grieving over, confessing the struggles that we're dealing with come Thursday because we're on empty and our salt has run out. James 5:16 says, therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. The urgent request of a righteous person is very powerful in its effect. I talked about our sins and confessing our sins last week, and it's hard, right? You begin to talk about how you're messing up. You don't want people to know. You can't have people know. That's. I'm going to pass on that one, Pastor Brent, because that is hard. Praying out loud, sharing my stuff, nah. It's hard. But growth and change never come easy. And so if you want to be freed from that temptation, that sin, that guilt, that shame, that regret, whatever, you got to speak it out. Chris, will you make your way up here? So I told you I was going to share what this looks like. Because I think it's like, yeah, Pastor Brent says that, but how uncomfortable is it really? Well, you're about to find out. This is Chris Hanna. He's our executive director at Kairos Church. Give it up for Chris. He likes the lightning a little bit, just a little bit. He's got the shoes on, the socks on, and maybe even underwear. Okay. I don't know about the underwear. Tracy can let us know. That's weird. I'm sorry, it got awkward. Okay. So he confessed that he was wearing... Come over here, man. I'm not going to bite. He's afraid that I'm going to do something weird. So, Chris, you've been to Kairos, what, 2 years maybe?
Over 2 years.
And we've... I don't know. He's been serving. He's been man, plugging in. God has challenged them, and through that, we've kind of created this relationship. And what I'm about to do with him is something that I do, and I share with him just the struggles that I have. And so, you know, I'm thinking about it. Okay, and so, like, we're all sinners. I'm a sinner. I've been saved since I was in sixth grade, right? But that doesn't change the fact that I'm still a sinner. Yes, I'm living for Jesus, but I still struggle with sin just as much as you do. And one of the greatest tactics of the enemy for Christians, longtime Christians, is to get them to believe the lie that they are no longer sinning. Right, and so I can think about it. And this is one of the things that I want to confess to Chris, is that in my life sometimes, because I've been a Christian for so long, because, you know, I've served as a youth pastor and now I'm a pastor, it is really, really easy for me to judge other people in their sin. Right? And say, you know what, I don't struggle with that, 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 I don't struggle with that. But you want to know what the glaring sin in my life is pride. It's glaring. And this is, it's one of the hardest ones to deal with, because it can creep up on you and you don't even know you're being prideful. To the point where, and I've told you this, where like it's like I feel like I'm so much better than that person. And I'm not. No one is good, not one. My greatest is filthy rags, right? And so, Chris, I will confess to you today that I need you to continue praying for the sin in my life of pride and being judgmental over others. Would you pray for me really quick?
Absolutely. God, I just thank you so much for this brother. I thank you so much for his vulnerability. I thank you that he listens to your word and obeys your word and understands that he is a sinner, just like we all are. And God, as he struggles with his pride, I pray that you would just continually pour into him, continually let him know that he is not above anybody. None of us is above anyone else. And God, I just pray that not only for Pastor Brent, because so many of us struggle with that. I struggle with it, God. And just I pray that you would continue to remind us of Jesus' humility. The greatest of all, God, your son was a humble man. Help us to follow that example. And I pray that you'll help each of us to pray for one another in that respect, and help Pastor Brent to just realize that and live that out, and help us to remind each other of that, that Jesus was humble and we need to be humble. It's in your name that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, brother. I appreciate you. It is hard, guys. And it really doesn't matter what sin you're dealing with. Well, you say, well, Pastor Brent, you don't know the depth and the shame of my sin. What I do know is that if you keep living in it, it's going to destroy you. So you got to speak it out. Be willing to allow others to hold you accountable. So that's it. Those are the three. We've got to be repetitious in our prayer, in God's word, and also in the church. And as we do these things, man, it's going to help us stay salty. But let me just come on the back end of this and say this, and this is very important. As we are hungering and thirsting for righteousness, and we're doing that daily, we also have to make sure that we are guarding our heart and our mind from the temptation of this world. Here's what I mean by that. So you say, okay, Pastor Brent, yeah, man, I'm going to spend 15 minutes reading and praying, but then immediately after that, you're going to go spend an hour watching something questionable or inappropriate on YouTube. And so, you know, you got in there and you got the salt, but then you went and you did something that kind of just unsalted you. Or maybe, you know, I'm gonna take time to go to men's group on Thursday night for an hour, but I'm going to finish out the night looking at pornography. And again, like it takes our salt, it removes the salt, so whatever you filled up, you went and you did something that took it away. I'm gonna spend 20 minutes praying and talking to my friend about the things that I'm going through, and then I'm gonna spend the next 45 minutes gossiping about somebody else. So I want to encourage you as you're hungering and thirsting, as you're doing this daily, you got to make sure that you're guarding your heart and mind from the things that you're listening to the things that you're watching, to the things that you are saying. I think even happens here, man. If you come in here on Sunday and you're worshiping Jesus for 30 minutes, but then on your way home, you're listening to Cardi B. Oh, okay, my bad. I think you get what I'm saying. You want to fill up on salt, fill up on salt. But don't continue to allow the things of this world to dilute you and pollute you. Fight them with all that you have. Temptation and sin will always be present, and there's going to be times when you fall victim to it. That's okay. Whether it's a one-time offense or a weekly sin struggle, you got to keep salting yourself. Keep on pouring that salt. Keep on going to people. Keep going to church. Keep going to God's word. Keep going to prayer. Most importantly, stay salty. You know, and know this, your saltiness is not just for your benefit. Jesus didn't come and say, hey, you're the salt of your church. You're the salt of your home, or you're the salt of your circle of friends. No. You and I are the salt of the earth. And so the salt that we are getting, yes, it's going to help us, but it's also to help benefit others so we can take the hope and joy that we have and give it to the world. It's not just for us to keep it in isolation. So let's go back to Matthew 5, 13 and 16. I'm going to read the whole thing. Here it goes, 13 through 16. Let me tell you why you're here. You are here to be the salt seasoning that brings out the God flavors of this earth. Here's another way to put it. You're here to be light, bringing out the God colors in the world. God is not a secret to be kept. We're going public with this, as public as a city on a hill. If I make you light bearers, you don't think I'm going to hide you under a basket, do you? I'm putting you on a light stand. Now that I've put you there on a hilltop, on a stand, shine. Keep open house. Be generous with your lives. By opening up to others, you will prompt people to open up with God, this generous Father in heaven. It's not just for us. Yes, we're to salt ourselves every single day, and it will help us in our walk, but man, what it's really for is so that we can take that hope that we have found in Jesus and bring it out into this world. So get salty and share your salt with everyone. You know, in Matthew 5, Jesus calls us to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world, and it's how he lived his life. Jesus daily repeated the things that I've been telling you. I mean, you go and you read each of the Gospels, and what you're going to see is that Jesus was always in prayer. No matter what was going on, no matter who wanted his attention, that man was praying. This man knew God's word. He quoted God's word. He filled up on God's word. He used it to combat temptation. He knew it. He was always gathering with others and assaulting them. If you missed that, I talked about assaulting people with salt. And Jesus assaulted people in large groups, small groups, and even on one-on-one. He was there giving them kindness, showing them how to live, and always teaching, always correcting. He even often rebuked his followers. And here's the most important part. His followers were following. Right? They saw what he was doing. Saw this repetition, this consistency of how he was living, and they wanted to live it out. They were hungry. They were thirsty for righteousness. They couldn't get enough of his word, of his presence, of his teaching, of his relationship. And here's the reality. This very Bible right here that we often take for granted, that we can't bring ourselves to spend 2, 3, 4 minutes in, his followers, man, they couldn't get enough. They wanted more, and they wanted more, and they wanted more. They were hanging on to every single word. And what I want you to know is that there is nothing old, there is nothing tired, there is nothing lost on God's word, on God's people, and on God's spirit to help you and I stay salty every single day. We've got to go after it. We got to be consistent in who we are becoming in our faith. And so, let's continue. Man, let's continue to commit to his word. Take the challenge. Find the way that you can connect with it the most. Let's be people of prayer, personal prayer and prayer with others. and accountability. Let's be people who are the church. Yes, we're going to come and fill up that church, and yes, we're going to participate in small groups and fill up even more, but we're also going to go out into this world and be the church, be the hope that they need. I want to pray with you guys. God, right now, this this is the call of a Christ follower. To write your word on our hearts, to live out your statutes and your decrees, to be like Jesus. And it's hard. Because this world is just relentless. The enemy is relentless. Seems like every other day there's someone or something trying to tear us down. God, remind us today that being in your presence on a daily basis is vital to who we are in you, is vital to us being the salt of the earth. God, I don't know where each and every person in this room is in their walk with Jesus, or the ones that are watching online, but I can say this with a firm belief that if we do these three things, we will begin to see you move in new ways, to transform us in new ways, to challenge us in new ways. We'll see that we can overcome obstacles that we face. God, it's through pursuing you that we can do anything through you. Let us be that people. Let us be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen.